This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As many as 13,000 babies a year are subjected to gross neglect or overt acts of deadly violence. The National Right to Life Committee laid out to members of Congress the need created by abortion providers who ignore the Born Alive Infant Protection Act and treat newborns as something other than persons. That bill was passed in 2002 without dissent, designed to ban infanticide and offer only the same care offered to other children in similar distress. The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act is struggling just to make it out of committee. Your representatives need to hear from you. The Ohio Senate's Unborn Child Dignity Act is on a fast track. The bill would compel abortion clinics to offer burial or cremation of remains. Abortion opponents say the deceased at abortion clinics should not be disposed of, but treated with the same dignity as after any other human death. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Proponents of arranging early death faced rejection of yet another assisted suicide bill in Maryland's Senate Wednesday. Such legislation puts the poor or infirm at risk anytime someone sees them as vulnerable. Life advocates say the waiting veto of Governor Larry Hogan made the effort a PR stunt to grow popular support. New Jersey, however, passed such a bill, and opponents are asking Governor Murphy for a veto. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.